The San Antonio Symphony will soon do a show of one of the masters, but not one of the European ones. TPR Arts and Culture reporter Jack Morgan explains.
Diego Navarro says it's strange.
Well, it's strange in a beautiful way because we're celebrating my dad's life and his music with a symphony, so it's really kind of epic.
That dad is Emilio Navarro, Tejano music superstar who died 2 years ago.
And one heck of a father.
Emilio Jr. says that the symphony doing Navarro's music is not actually precedent-setting.
He did it twice with the San Antonio Symphony, and then I think they did Dallas and Houston, too.
Diego.
And he always talked about wanting to do it, a show with the symphony again. So it's kind of cool that we're getting to do it sort of for him.
As to how it'll play out, Emilio explains it.
We're performing with my dad's original band from the 90s, and Diego's going to be singing. I'll be playing guitar and singing background too, and actually the songs were picked by the conductor, correct?
Yes, which is Troy Peters.
Youth Orchestras of San Antonio's Troy Peters asked the boys if they would do a tribute concert. He and Diego spent several days deciding which songs to perform, and Peters has been scoring the music for the symphony. Diego says there's something about seeing live music created by an orchestra that just gets him.
Yeah, it sort of gives me chills and I almost feel like I want to cry a little bit, you know, so I think I might have a hard time
getting through the song.
Getting through the set just because it's so powerful.
Moving,
you know?
Right?
Yeah, this is going to be very, very special.
The Emilio Navarro San Antonio Symphony Tribute is a one-night event at the Tobin on Thursday, January 31st. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.